Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
All right, I just went on the Amazon.com thingy and bought the second edger that I bought in the last week. I bought something called the Greenworks Edger. It was $74. It's an electric edger. It showed up. It wasn't available on Amazon Prime, so I should have known something going on. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I'm your chief geek. And by the way, I'm mowing my lawn twice a week right now because we're getting so much rain here in West Central Florida that the grass is just growing. Plus, I went a little crazy on fertilizer on the lawn this year. I did the super duper Milorganite plus another combination of another, and starting June 1st, we're not allowed to put fertilizer down. And I swear, the very last day of the month of May, I put 48 pounds of Milorganite on my front yard, and I've got a small front yard. And then all of a sudden, the rains just started coming like crazy, and I'm going to tell you, that yard just greened up so much, and it's growing so much that I am mowing twice a week. And my edger that I had borrowed from my ex-wife finally died, and I texted her, and I sent her a real nice text, and I said, listen, the edger that I borrowed from you like 8 years ago and never returned has died. Do you have another edger I can borrow? And I promise to get it back to you within 8 years, maybe. And she texted back, and she said, the edger that you borrowed was actually my then boyfriend, now husband's edger, and he was like really mad that you never brought it back, and he bought another one. I said, yeah, but he's out of town, so let me borrow it. She didn't think it was a good idea. So anyway, I bought this. It was called the Greenworks. It's not to be confused with the Works, but this was called Greenworks. It wasn't on Amazon Prime. It was like $74, and I got it here, and I took it out, and I didn't even use it. It just looked so chintzy, and it looked like it was going to last about a week and a half. And so the Black & Decker that I borrowed from my ex-wife worked real well until the handle just broke off. And it didn't break off to where it could be fixed. It literally broke off. And it couldn't be fixed. And I had it for 8 years. And, you know, I don't know how long her husband had it before then. So it was $84.95. I shipped the other one back. And I haven't gotten a refund on the other one yet. And that one didn't come from Amazon Prime. It was actually shipped by someone else. But I shipped it back without ever having used it. And just today, I ordered just like the one I had for, 8 years, except it's the newer version. And it was $80, something like that. I forget what it was. 84. I don't remember. Free shipping with Amazon Prime. Isn't that nice? And by the way, my Amazon Prime renews in July, so I've got to watch them suck out. What do they suck out? $100 a year? I don't know. Worth it. But, looking forward to that because I have been edging my yard with the line trimmer, and I'm just not happy with the way it looks. My next-door neighbor, Al, has a lawn service, and they use a bladed trimmer or a bladed edger, And the difference between the two lawns is just so stark. I go out there every day and I look at it, and I can't believe I've waited this long to go and buy the new edger, but I've bought the new edger. I'm going to tell you, a well-edged lawn makes up for a lot of other stuff. But I'll also tell you that the Mill Organite, which has, I think, a 4% iron, turned my yard so green, so just lush, and just, you know, and it's a very slow-release fertilizer. It's all natural and organic. But, man, I am now sold. I am now Alan Haim, the lawn care nut. Alan Haim, I think, is his name. The lawn care nut on YouTube. I now believe I have been converted. I am now a Mill Organite person. Alan, by the way, lived in St. Petersburg until just recently when he moved down to the next county. And he says the reason he moved is because the neighborhood he lived in was, a little busy and all. I know why he really moved. He moved because they don't have fertilizer restrictions down, where he lives in the little town of Parrish, like we have up here in the county that he and I both used to live in, he lives in, or, doesn't live in anymore, I still live in. We have fertilizer restrictions. I think he moved because he did not want the government telling him when he could fertilize. And if you fertilize correctly and you're not irresponsible, it's okay to fertilize in the summer. It really is. Science does not back up what these people in the government are telling you. It's just not true. So, I'm half tempted to move to Parrish where he lives now. And by the way, he was building a lawn in St. Petersburg. Look him up on YouTube, The Lawn Care Nut. And he was building it from scratch, from plugs. And it was exciting watching this. And I think he got frustrated. So how do you get a really good lawn if if you're like he is, a lawn care nut? How do you get a really good lawn? Oh, you go to Parrish and you buy one. He bought a big, big house down in Parrish with a beautiful St. Augustine lawn that was just stunning to start with. And now he just has to do minor things to it to keep it going. Just minor things to keep the thing going and keep it alive and looking great. And he's doing all these mowing things, so there's lines going in the right direction and all this stuff. And he's having lots of fun. So bless his heart. I wish I had a lawn that I could do that with, but I have a nice lawn. Don't get me wrong. I've got a delightful lawn, but I've got trees out in the front yard. And it's never going to be thick and lush like, one that has full sun. So, unless I can afford to remove 5 trees, which is going to cost me around $6,000 to $7,000, which I want to do so badly, do I want to do this? I'm going to have a nice lawn, but not a great lawn. My lawn's better than my next door neighbor's now. He made the challenge. He says, "Oh, look, my lawn's greener than yours." He had somebody, True Green or somebody, come out and do his lawn. So that was, wore on. I wasn't really into it until that happened. And that's when I went kind of crazy with the fertilizer and just really started paying attention. Anyway, I got asked this week about soil testing and what lab do I recommend for soil testing. I'm going to tell you what lab I recommend for soil testing. Your local cooperative extension service. The county agent. That's who I recommend. You're going to get a pH testing, for instance, in my county. They do it right there. They do it chemically. There's different ways to do pH testing. There's the electrical things that you stick into the ground to do pH testing. And then there's the chemical way where you put soil in this little clay thing and then you add drops. That is the most accurate way. And we have proven that over and over and over again. And they do that at the county. And in the county I live, I think they charge $1. And then there is that is just for pH. That is going to give you one thing. And then you can get what is called a complete analysis. And that is done by your county agent again. Now, where I live, it is all shipped off to the University of Florida in Gainesville, where agronomy students actually run it through a complete testing so you know what all the nutrients are and in what categories, if you have too much phosphorus, or whatever it is they send you back a complete package with recommendations for your soil, for amending your soil. That complete analysis, by the way, also includes the pH as well as everything else. And I, you know, the last time I had it done, it was $9. I don't know what it is now. It's been a couple of years since I've had a complete analysis done. But you can't go wrong by going through your cooperative extension service. There are commercial companies, and they have all sent me free samples to try out. And, you know, I'm just, they're expensive. They're like $28, $36 to do this complete analysis by a private company. I would rather have it be done by college students who are learning the process, and I think you're going to get it more accurate. They're going to take their time, and they're going to do it correctly. So that's, and I'm a big, you know, supporter of your local cooperative extension service. So might I advise that if you want to have a soil test done, do the soil testing that way. If you live in the deep south, there's also what's called a nematode test. And that is, nematodes are microscopic eelworms. And you have to pull the soil under grass that looks bad, bad-looking grass, okay? Just go to bad-looking grass. Go right where the grass is turning bad, and you pull out some soil there. And your state has an office of nemology. University of Florida has an office of nemology. And you can send that off, and they will do a assay report where they put the soil under a microscope, and they look for different nematodes, and they count the different nematodes. And then they send you a report with recommendations for that. So that kind of wraps up soil testing, your cooperative extension service. This is Ask the Gardener.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right. Just had a neighbor come over to borrow milk. When was the last time that ever happened? Do you remember when you were a kid and your mom would say, would you go see Mrs. Cook and see if you can borrow a cup of sugar? Because, you know, like mom was making chocolate chip cookies. And of course I would go over there. Or Mrs. Cook would come over and want to borrow 2 cups of flour. I remember those days. They don't happen anymore. It just happened. Strange. You know? Really bizarre. Hi, everyone. Michael Crowe's here. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I am your chief geek. Why don't we do those things anymore? I don't know. You know, it's just weird. Just plain outright weird. Anyway, what can I say? Hope you're having a terrific day. It is hot where I live. It is stinkingly hot. It is incredibly hot. And I've never said this in the latter part of June. And as you listen to this, it will be the 1st of July. I can't wait for fall. You know, I tell you what, I have a friend who just moved to Los Angeles from Orlando. And in Los Angeles, the weather in the summertime is very nice and virtually little humidity. And it hardly ever rains. And it's just pleasant. You're just not out there sweating. I walked out the door this morning at 7:15, and it was like I opened up my air-conditioned house door and stepped into an oven. And it's just really, really, really bad. I don't know. It is just really... I don't feel like working in the yard when it's this way. I really don't. Maybe it's time for me to think about moving someplace where they actually have 4 seasons. You know, summer, fall, winter with snow. Man, do I want to do that? Spring, and then, you know, back to summer again. I'm a Florida boy. I've been here since I was 13 years old, and I'm old now. So that's a long time. It's not 20 years. It's a lot longer than 20 years. It's a long time. And, you know, it's a long, long time. I don't know if I could withstand a winter, but I'm wondering if I'm ready to think about that. I don't know. I see the winds of change coming, okay? I see as though I want to make a change. I haven't defined what that change is, but I want to make a change. And I don't know exactly what that is. But, love my house, love where I live. I have a couple of sons living here, 3 sons that live in this area of my 5 children. My daughter lives out in the Midwest. My other son with my other grandchildren lives in New York. I don't know. Thinking about doing something different. I have lived in this area since 1965. That's a long time. Maybe I need to experience something different. So the other thing I was thinking of was Northern California. Northern California looks really good. Redding area, up in that area. I've never been, but I've seen pictures. And I used to be on a radio station in Redding, and I used to get a lot of calls. Had met a lot of nice people out there. I don't know. Just looks good. My friend Truman wants me to move to Oregon. He said I can move in with him. I don't know. But I'm thinking about change. Definitely thinking about change. Don't know what it is yet. Don't know where I'm going. At one time, I was going to move to South Florida. Still kind of want to, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, back to gardening. Yes, let us try and get back to gardening. Getting a lot of questions right now about sod webworms. I don't know why. Well, I know why. Because they're out now. They're out. I'm getting emails from Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, people asking about sod webworms and armyworms. And what is the difference between a sod webworm and an armyworm? Well, let me explain to you what the difference is. The difference is sod webworms work at night. They're translucent in color, and they're about a half inch long, maybe a little tiny bit longer. And when I say translucent in color, if you dig down in the grass and you find them, they're going to be at the base of the grass during the day. You're going to have to dig for them, and you pull them out. They're going to be the color of the grass they ate. So they're going to be green. And like I say, they only come out at night and do their damage at night. And if you get up early where they've been eating, you'll see a little web sometimes. Web disappears as soon as the sun comes out, you know, and get some heat on it. Army worms work during the day, and they're longer. They're about an inch long, and they work during the day. And army worms just kind of travel. They just kind of travel. So that's what they do. When you see army worms, or if you see that you have damage on the lawn, and it's sod webworm damage or army worm damage, there are people who advocate spraying chemicals. I, in this case, like the Bacillus thuringiensis products. A couple of brand names would be Dipel or Thuricide. And I like to spray in the evening, just before dark. And when the worms come out to start, the larva stage come out to do their eating, they eat the grass and they die. You know, and then you got to spray it again in a week to catch all the little babies. And by the way, the other way with the sod webworms that you know that they're there is you have lawn moths. And if you're mowing your own lawn, like I do, you see these moths just flying up out of the grass. Those are the moths that lay the eggs that hatch out into the worms that eat your lawn. Everybody says, well, can't you spray those moths? No. That is not where we control this issue. We control this issue in the larva stage. Now, I have read that there is some research going on, but I think it's going to be too expensive. About an insect growth regulator, a synthetic growth hormone, that you would put on the lawn in the late spring. It could be a granule, it could be a liquid. And when the little moths come in and drop their eggs, the eggs cannot develop. And if the eggs cannot develop, you don't have the worms. I think it's going to be a very expensive product, and it's going to be a waste of money. That is what I think, and let me tell you why. Whenever you come out with new chemistry like that, you're going to spend a ton of money with the EPA getting it approved, so you're going to have to charge a ton of money for the product. When it's just as simple, when you see damage, the damage is not going to last forever. It's going to last for a week. You spray it, the new grass comes up, and then it's done. Keep it simple, stupid. That's, I learned that a long time ago. Just keep it simple. Don't go out with all this new weird stuff when the old stuff works just fine. Now, I know another guy that uses 7 on the lawn for sod webworms. Does that work? Yeah, that works. A little bit more chemical than I want to put out, but you can use 7. It'll work, but the BT products work just as well, if not better. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm getting emails about lawnmowers. I am not the lawnmower expert. I just know what I like. I know what I have. And, you know, so we're going to talk a little bit about lawnmowers and the different brands. Oh, hi, everyone. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. And I have to tell you that I love my cats. I have two cats. I have Ramona, who is actually Zachary's cat. Okay. And then... Cornelius, who is Kyle's cat. I'm babysitting for them. I've been babysitting for Cornelius now for about 7 or 8 years, 6 or 7 years. And I've been babysitting for Ramona for about, since Ramona came home here when Zach lived here. So that's been about 5 years. And they're great cats. They are great cats. I guess they're going to live with me forever. What do you think? But anyway, yeah, they're great cats. But they're weird. You know, Cornelius, I just changed the litter a little while ago before I came in to do radio. And Cornelius does this every time I change the litter. I'm not one of these scoopers. I just throw the litter away and change it every couple of days, about every 4 days, 5 days. I buy good quality litter that doesn't stink. But I just dump it out and, you know, I don't want to go out and scoop. Yeah, it's just not going to do that. It's just not, I'm not going to do it. Leave me alone. But anyway, so I just take it, you know, dump it into my outside garbage can that the city picks up. And, you know, then I hose it down and let it dry out by the sun. And then I fill it up full of cat litter. And the cats have their own bathroom. I have a closet in the hall. And I have deemed that closet. There was carpeting in there. I ripped the carpet out so it's concrete floor underneath it. And I deemed that little tiny closet, the kitty litter box fits in there just wonderfully. That is the cat's bathroom. It's all theirs. They have it. They can decorate it any way they want, by the way. I don't care. I'm not going to, you know, hold down rules on that. I give them autonomy in there. But here is what Cornelius does every time I bring in new litter and set it down, okay? He, wherever he's at in the house, he follows me back there. He goes in there, and he wanders in there, and I think, oh, he's going to go do his business, right? No. He goes in there, and he digs around in the kitty litter, and he moves it all around the kitty litter thing until it's right the way he likes. I've seen him do this for years now, right the way he likes it. Then he goes, you know, oh, he leaves and then comes back. The other cat, Ramona, has accepted the fact that, you know, that Cornelius is in charge of the litter. He's just accepted the fact and goes along with it. So that's, you know, so I had to deal with that today. And then early this morning on my desk, I'm walking down the hall and I look in where my desk is at. In the room where my desk is, and I've got these little things on my desk, and there is Ramona on top of the desk with her paw just knocking these things off on the floor. And I look at her, and she looks at me like, what? I'm knocking this stuff on the floor. Leave me alone. Man, I swear. Sometimes I just get mental. Anyway, getting back to lawnmowers, I've got a lot of questions on lawnmowers. All right, let me tell you what my favorite lawnmower is. It's not the lawnmower I have. I bought one last year. Don't have it anymore. You know why? Somebody stole it. Yeah, it's a long story. I know where it is, though. I know who stole it. I absolutely know who stole it. I don't know if it's there anymore, but I know who stole it. I was mowing my yard one day, and it was late in the day, and I finished, as a matter of fact. And I, what I do is I hose off the bottom of my lawnmower, and then sometimes I take my blower and I dry it off, but sometimes I just let the sun handle it. And so I go in the house to drink some water and, you know, catch up on General Hospital on the DVR. And on this day, I went out, you know, went in the house, and I'm catching up on a week's worth of General Hospitals. Don't judge me. Anyway, I go, you know, I see that it's almost getting dark. And I said, oh, I got to go put everything away. You know, I got the garage door open. I got to go put everything away. I go out there and I put the edger away. I put the blower away. And I'm just going about my business, you know, just putting stuff away. And then I said, oh, I got to put the mower away. And the mower wasn't there. It was like gone. Broad daylight. Somebody took the mower. I'm pretty sure I know where the mower went. I'm not positive. And I just, you know, sat back and I said, do I want to call the cops and involve the cops, or do I want to see if I can get my mower back by myself? Do I want to use psychological, you know? And I said, I'm just going to think about it for a little while. So anyway, that's been several months, and I needed a mower because the grass was growing. And so, but the mower that I lost was the third version of this mower I had, and it is the Toro Pace, personal pace mower. And I think it's the best mower in the world. I do. And they don't give me any money. They don't give me any discounts. They don't give me anything for saying this. They're not a sponsor of the show. But that lawnmower is a nice one. And the one I had it set up using the mulching, you know, feature on it. But it has a bag if you want to catch it. I still have the bag, by the way. As a matter of fact, I have two bags for the last two of my own. They're hanging up in the garage. I got to get rid of them. I just think that was the greatest mower in the world. I paid, what did I pay for that thing? I paid like $430 or something like that. You know, I bought the good one. And because I just, you know, self-propelled and it's nice. And so that's what I bought. Now, the other lawnmower that I kind of like are the Lawn Boy mowers. Now, in the old days, you used to have to mix the gas for the Lawn Boys. Not anymore, as I understand it. But Lawn Boys are pretty good, dependable mowers, but that's not what I have either. When it came time to have a mower, I said, I need a mower. And where was I? I think I was at Ace Hardware. I was at Ace Hardware getting something else. And you know, this mower thing had been, like, you know, riding on me. And I said, I still think I can get my mower back. I'm probably wrong, you know, probably should have involved the cops, but I didn't. Because I know who I think took it, and I'm probably wrong. But anyway, and, you know, and time will tell. But they had a lawnmower sale going on, and I bought a Murray mower. And I bought it for $190 for this thing. It is not self-propelled. And it has a Briggs & Stratton motor on it. And I said, okay, let me just buy this thing because I got to mow the lawn. And so I bought it, brand new, brought it home, started it up, started on the first pull. And I have to tell you, I'm so glad I bought that mower because I have to push it. And I am at an age now to where I need to push. And it's not hard to push. It's actually relatively easy to push. And I don't know why, but I've had it now for a while, and every week it starts, I check the oil, put oil in it if it needs it. I think I've added oil one time, and not very much. And I go out and I pull that thing, it starts, and I mow the grass with it. And it's very light. It's a lot lighter than the Toro personal pace mower that I kind of miss. But I like this mower a bunch. I really do. It is the first Murray that I've ever owned. I've seen them out there, but it's the first one I've ever owned, and I bought it because it was $190, and that's what I didn't want to spend a lot of money, and I bought it, and I brought it home, and I've been using it ever since, and I still need to deal with the other mower, still need to deal with that, but right now, I got to tell you, if I get the other mower back, I'm probably still going to keep using this one. I just like it. And then I met somebody else who had one. And theirs was like 6 years old. And they said, I go out and I start that thing up, and it just starts with the first crank. And it's easy to push, which it is. And I said, yeah, I'm kind of liking mine too. If I had like a slope lawn, I would love it because it's so lightweight. I don't. I've got a level lawn, and it works rather well. So that's my Murray. It's not the self-propelled, you know. And I don't know anything about, you know, the different variety. I know a bunch about Toros. I know something about the Lawn Boys. But it's a great mower. My last mower that used to be my favorite mower was a mower that was manufactured in Clearwater, where I live, for years. And when I was a kid, my dad bought one. And I'm going to tell you something. It was called a Blue Boy mower, and they sold them all over Florida. And they made them right down there. And my mom, after my dad passed, my mom had that Blue Boy in her garage. He bought that thing in like 1966, paid $89 for it, brand new at the Blue Boy store down on Clearwater Largo Road. And my mom had that in her garage, and it was still being used in the late 80s. And then she hired someone to mow the lawn in the late 80s. And I don't know whatever happened to the Blue Boy, but I sure wish I did. Oh, well, that's my lawnmower story. If you're having a good one, ask the Garden Geek.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
So guess what I did last Sunday? I worked a home show. Yeah. I had the Ask the Garden Geek booth in there where people could just wander up and ask me questions, which I thought was pretty cool. I was there for about 4.5 hours, had a good time, met a bunch of people. It was in a little town of Dunedin, Florida. If you see it, you're going to think it's called Dunedin, but it is Dunedin, Florida. Delightful. Dunedin, Florida, at the Catholic Church. And they have this big hall there that they rent out. And there I was. And went to the home show, had the little booth in there, and met a bunch of people. And I got to tell you, where I happen to live, there are these little tiny caterpillars. These tiny caterpillars that are kind of new to our area that are getting on all kinds of plants and wreaking all kinds of havoc. And I suggested, you know, Bacillus thuringiensis products, Thuricide, to everybody. Well, one lady left, came back, showed me her plant with these worms on it. She says, "We have sprayed Thuricide on this plant every day or every evening for the last 3 weeks, and look, these things are still chomping on them." I said, "Ooh, we got to take this up to another level." So at that stage of the game, I decided for her that she needed to go with a chemical. Now, the chemical that I used to recommend was a product called Orthene. Orthene is still available for limited use. And I said, you know, because she said she saw it at Ace Hardware. I said, well, go get some Orthene and use the Orthene. And then I did something I shouldn't have done. I gave her my cell phone number. I said, because I'm dying to know how this works out for you. So she went and did that. Now, what Orthene is what we call a downward systemic. It, when Orthene lands on a plant, it actually gets into the circulation system of the plant, and it goes down, but not very far. You know, like Roundup is a systemic, for instance, and there's a lot of stuff we use on roses that are systemic that get into the plant through the roots or get into the plant from the foliage, and they translocate through the entire circulation system of the plant. At Roundup being probably the best example, you spray it on something green and it translocates down into the roots and kills the entire plant through the roots. Well, Orthene is an insecticide that has a what we call a downward systemic action, but it doesn't go very far. It goes about, I had somebody, the Orthene guy, I met the Orthene guy years ago, nice guy. He said it goes down, from what they can tell in their research, about 1 inch to 1.5 inches, which is really all you need, because if you're talking about chewing, you know, pest, and you want some residual to it, they're going to chew that and die, and then the new ones are going to come out, and they're going to continue chewing, and they're going to die. And this active ingredient is going to be into the plant for an inch to an inch and a half, depending upon what the plant is and how fibrous the leaves are and all this good type of stuff. But that's the way to go. Ortheine, by the way, has the worst smell of any insecticide in the world, in my opinion. I mean, it is the nastiest smelling insecticide, hands down. I've never run into an insecticide that smells as bad as Ortheine. I did a dirty trick with Ortheine back when I was teaching, and I shouldn't tell you about it, but trust me. I forget I even said this. Maybe in my second book, I will expose the dirty trick I did with Ortheine and another instructor where I used to teach. But anyway, getting back to this, I suggested Ortheine for her. Then I gave her my phone number, my personal cell phone number, which, you know, not a lot of people have that. Okay, kind of keep that under wraps. And that was Sunday. I am recording this on Friday, so the show is actually being recorded rather late. Wednesday afternoon, I get a phone call, and it's this nice little old lady, and she is a delight. And she tells me she wants to fix me lunch. She wants me to have me over to the house, you know, to meet her husband and to meet the grandkids. And she said the Ortheine was the best thing in the world. She said it worked, and it worked, and it worked. So I said, well, that is good news. And she said, yes, but she says that stuff stinks to high heaven. I said, yes, I know, but it works. And her husband said, well, that's the way you know it works, because it smells. Well, he's wrong. You know, most pesticides today have little to no odor at all, and they work just wonderfully. But, you know, old school kind of guy. And I didn't go to their house, but I had a very nice talk with them. And, you know, so the Ortheine works. So I have a friend named Miss Peggy, family friend. All my kids know her. And she used to be my ex-wife's best friend. And I kind of kept her in the divorce, her and David, her boyfriend. I kept them in the divorce. But anyhow, she's having the same problem. So I just told her a little while ago to try Ortheine. And she says, I've got Ortheine in my garage. It's been in there for years. I said, well, try that. So she's going, now it's raining, and on Friday afternoon she goes, is it going to be affected by the rain? I said, you really need about 4 to 5 hours of dry time. So later today, when it stops raining, if, you know, when she's going to check the radar, she's going to go spray the Ortheine and take care of it. And these little caterpillars are going to die. So good stuff. Remember when they were selling Ortheine for fire ant control? And the way that they were doing it was they say you just take a little bit of scoop of it and you dump it on top of the mound and you don't have to do anything. And it killed the fire ants. And I couldn't believe, because of the way I know the way Ortheine works, that that worked. But it always worked. It always worked 100% of the time. You could crash a mound by taking a scoop of Ortheine and dumping it right on top of the mound. It just knocked out the mound. Just like that. They were all DRT. You know what that means? Dead right there. They just died instantly. And years ago, when we did commercial spraying, we used Ortheine for a lot of things. We used it for chinch bug control. Worked reasonably well. And we also used it for sod webworms and a lot of other things. And it just seemed to do just fine. Then the label on Ortheine got changed and, you know, more restricted, and you are not allowed to do all the things you used to do with Ortheine. Hope you're having a deliciously wonderful week. My name is Michael Kroes. This is Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.